Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the Friends Fister Debating Society, Gaius, Germanicus Marcovlejos, and we're looking at the Eurasian wars, especially the Ukraine-Russian war, because over these last days, the story is that the Kremlin is not going to counterattack in the Kursk salient, is going to treat it as the way it was put in the Telegraph. I only have this in English, the new normal. However, there is a consideration that we Romans pay a great deal of attention to. It's called strength. Right now, there's a headline, for example, from the Telegraph in London. Putin's popularity falls after Kursk invasion, says Kremlin-linked poll. You bet. Germanicus, strength is what Russia demands in the emperor. Strength is what we demand in the Roman emperor. And the Roman emperors who have not matched our expectations are on a short fuse to Hades. We know this, so do the emperors, which is why Domitian was so keen to show strength. Looking back over the Julian-Claudian reign, they were always eager to show strength right away. That's why Claudius, for heaven's sakes, invaded Britain. He doesn't get much credit for it, but at the time he did. He took the fundamentals of the invasion done by Germanicus, Caligula, and then invaded London and captured it, and it was credited. And Domitian, I think he said a general all the way to past the Firth of Forth. And they didn't stay long, but they demonstrated strength. And Putin is not showing strength. What is he going to do about it?
The worst use of the word existential, I should say the worst misuse of the word existential, has been during the course of this war. And it has been used and bandied about as though it was nothing more than an attitude and not a reality. And so what we have seen is the West and Western media approaching strategy for the war as though it was a public relations, quote unquote, strategy, as though an ad agency simply had to come up with a good campaign, another military term, that would somehow win the war if enough people were persuaded. And the United States government has prosecuted its proxy war on the basis of informational victories, which is to say propaganda victories, or again, not so different from the Chicago Convention we were talking about, a victory of enthusiasm, of joy. And so the entire conduct of the Ukraine war has been mutually focused by Ukraine and the West on increasing enthusiasm and on the expectation, the joyful expectation of victory. And Ukraine did this for a pragmatic reason. They didn't have a way to win against Russia militarily, but they could win economically and politically by getting enough money and enough Western support that they could inevitably wear Russia down over time and be finally embraced into the bosom of NATO. Now, Russia is different. Russia is more like Romans. And you mentioned that Romans look to strength. And absolutely, that is their lodestar. But the Romans also knew over time, because Romans were very steeped in their own traditions. They had little figurines of the ancestors in the atrium of any well-to-do Roman home. So they revered their ancestors, and they knew all about their ancestors' battles, and therefore they knew all about their defeats. And the Romans knew that being impulsive was not a show of strength. It often led to calamity. Hence Varus and his three legions, hence Julian and his rush to take Ctesiphon in Sasanian Persia, hence Valens and his rush to stop the Visigoths and having his entire army wiped out along with him. So the Romans knew how to deliberately prosecute a campaign. And what's the best example? Trajan. Domitian had not been able to defeat the king of the Dacians, and Trajan had to undertake several campaigns. It took time. Now, Americans talk about news cycles, and that means, well, that speaks to, rather, the very short time frame that Americans occupy. They live in the moment. If something doesn't happen right away, well, why didn't it happen? It's a failure. Whereas the Russians prosecute a war not according to the news cycle every day. They're in it for the long haul. They want to win. And they are, in that sense, much like Romans. So Putin hasn't done anything about course because it's not only irrelevant in terms of the strategic picture and prosecution of the war, it also helps the Russian cause because the United States has supported an invasion of Russia, which we haven't seen the likes of, at least in these narrow terms, metaphorical terms, since World War II. So it helps Russia. It helps it with the BRICS, and it helps Russia in its desire to avoid negotiations. And so it can say, how can we negotiate with such faithless people who were negotiating with us and then invaded us? Also, Russians can see the incredible progress they're making in destroying the Ukrainian army and the breakthrough that I know is going to happen before the election because the erosion of the Ukrainian fortified front in the Donbas is now cracking. And the fact that it appears to news cycle Americans that, oh, you said it was cracking last week. You said that the week before, a month ago, 6 months ago. Well, this is the way you win a war. The Romans didn't take Dacia in a day. Oh, we're spoiled. We're spoiled even by memories of the fall of France and the like. It takes time. And that time is what Russia has taken to put itself in a position where I think it will own the whole Ukraine situation before the election. And that is critical for Blue in the sense that, A, they cannot bring Russia to negotiations and put things off until after the election. And B, all of their attempts to restrain Ukraine have failed. All of their attempts to keep Ukraine going seem to be failing now. And Zelensky has entered into one of the worst strategic death traps since the Battle of the Bulge.
A detail about the perception in Moscow of strain. Russia wants to win. And I don't know the timeline, but at this point, is this a civil war? Because in civil wars, there's usually a resolution at the end, usually. Or is it a war of invasion? We have both models here.
Yeah, it's several layers of war. It is, in many deep ways, a civil war, and that civil war can be solved. But it won't be solved to either side's satisfaction. I mean, Ukraine, the Ukrainians that dominate, that is, are the kind of Ukrainians who joined up enthusiastically with the Wehrmacht in the Great Patriotic War. The other half or more of Ukrainians speak Russian, and they want to be Russian, most of them, well, most of that half. And so it is a civil war, and yet with the intervention of NATO, it has become a much bigger struggle. And the echoes for Russians, any thinking Russian is going to think back to Napoleon, and even farther back than that to Charles XII. The Charles XII was defeated at Poltava. Well, guess where the Russians are going to be as soon as they take Pokrovsk? They're going to be in Poltava. And of course, with the Ukrainians sporting all this Nazi regalia and wearing Stahlhelms and boasting and speaking German in their Stahlhelms and putting it up on Twitter doesn't help their cause. The Russians are determined to win. And of course, their history, not unlike the Romans, is a history of long struggles that they eventually triumph over implacable enemies, over, you know, the Teutonic Knights,
right.
the Mongols. It's a long, long history of struggle, and Russians are a determined people. Let's just put it that way.
Makavlehos is Germanicus. I am Gaius, John Batchelor. We have thoughts about Rome. And when we come back, Rome in the 1st century AD was ruthless in its conquests. 2nd century as well, Trajan, for example. The Americans inherited the bric-a-brac of the empire, but it's 3 years since Afghanistan. What have the Americans learned? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.